Today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Samach Amad Beis, about the last word, four lines from the bottom, I believe.
Hokahana.
Right. So that's the last word, four lines from the bottom.
Oh, four lines.
Okay. So the Gemara is not going to bring. We're talking about Kohen marrying a Gioris. So the Kohen is going to bring a case now of Hokahana. There was this Kohen, the Insiv Gioris, who married a Gioris, but she was a Gioris. She was a Gioris when she was under 3 years and a day. So we had before that Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochai said that was mutter for a Kohen. Yeah. Alright, what happens here? Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to this Kohen, what's going on here? How are you married to her? You're a Kohen, she's a Gioris. So Amr Lei, so this Kohen says back to them, what's the big deal? The Amr Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alach Rishim ben Yochai. The Alach Rishim ben Yochai, she was less than 3 years a day, I'm allowed to marry her. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no. Amr Lei, I don't think so. Zil Apik, divorce her, right? Zil Apik, I have Elo, and if you don't divorce her, Mafkina Lei Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi Me'unech, I will sort of remove the words of Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi from your ears. Which Rashi says, "Koloma mishabtin lechav, a topic lechav akarchach." I would put you in chayrim, and then you'll have to divorce her anyway. Yeah, basically, you got to divorce her. You may not be married to her. Okay.
So that was pretty effective. They didn't have to get the guys to beat him up.
Back then they listened. Okay. So Tanya, another Bryson. Now this is a Bryson to bring another dinner of Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not like so clear what the connection is to what was going on here, but whatever. V'tanya, and that's why there's an issue with the word v'chein. There's a problem with the word v'chein here. V'chein hayi Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai used to say as well, Kivrei ovei kochavim einan mitamin ba'ohel. The graves of Goyim, graves of Akum, are not mitamin ba'ohel. If you walk over the grave of an Akum, it's not, there's no tumas ohel. Rashi says, Esamahil aleihem. Why? Because the Pasuk says, by the tumas ohel, the Pasuk says, Adam ki yomus ba'ohel, and it says it says Adam, and the Gemara is going to hold out that Shenemar Ein Adam Be'Olam Shenemar Vaten Soni Son Mar Isi Adam Atem. You are Adam. It's a pasuk in Cheskel, meaning that Atem Keruim Adam the Ein Ha'Ovdei Kachavim Kuri Adam. Only you, the Jewish nation, are called Adam, but the Goyim are not called Adam. Therefore, the pasuk about Tumas Oel talks about Adam ki Yomus Ba'Oel. It's only talking about a Jew. It doesn't apply to a Goy. Therefore, there's no Tumas Oel by a Goy. Tosos right away says, wait a second. The Eina Ovnei Chachavim Kfurim Adam. Tosos brings up in a few places. But all the Rishonim ask, there are plenty of psukim throughout Tanakh that use the word Adam, and it applies talking about non-Jews as well. Tosos brings the following case. Tema, Dibereish Masechas Avodah Zarah, with Parak Dalet Misos, Darshinon, we learned that Akum HaOsek B'Torah, the guy learns Torah, Harehu Kohen Gadol. He's like equivalent to a Kohen Gadol. Shenemar, Asher Yase Osam HaAdam V'Chai Bahem. Right? It's HaAdam, learning. And Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim Lo Nemar El HaAdam. So what's going on? They're learning it out from the word Adam. So Tosos brings three answers. Answer number one he brings is from Rashi in Sanhedrin. Peiros Rat Mikutches but Sanhedrin Dahu Less Lay Hachter of Shimon Dahacha. He says that it's a machlokas in the sugyas. There's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That man the Amar learns from Adam. So that man the Amar of there learns from Adam. We'll say that you are the Tamba Oel by a guy. So it's a machlokas in the shitas. That's all.
That shitas is not as famous as this one.
Right.
The halacha is that you don't mitamer, right?
I believe the halacha is that you're not, and that. But I believe the halacha is that. I think the Shulchan Aruch brings down both shitas and says a machmir you'll be bracha. I believe that's how it is. Also, machlokas regarding maga, which we'll see in a minute. Also, that's answer number one. Answer number two. If you go down a little bit, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam makes a chilek between when they use the word Adam to ha-Adam. Adam is only Jews. Ha'adam includes everybody. And it's in this pasuk over here is the pasuk that we learned over, that we just said is Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam. Ha'adam means with hey in the front of it, Rabbi Tam says that includes Goyim. And then comes Rabbi Meshulam on the bottom, he says towards the bottom, he says Rabbi Meshulam Omer the gabe puranus dafka amar atem krim adam, right? Only when it's talking about bad things and it's used the word adam, that's talking about Jews. But if it's not talking about stam, it's not talking about puranus, then adam includes everybody. So you have to basically have to take each shita, well, except for Rashi, you can take Rav Tam or Rav Mishulam and go through each of the psukim to see whether or not it works out.
Is it a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim? Someone in the court, the judge asked, somebody asked him the question from the Gemara.
Right.
You guys are racist.
Said, right, yeah, I remember the story.
I don't know if I give you this answer. Was it the Shita that says... You are.
Well, no, what, is this story, what was the famous story of the guy who was tried in Russia? What? I know, yeah, there's definitely a story. I know what you're talking about. Okay. So basically... Gemara is now going to ask about from two psukim. Probably should ask Gemara first. Gemara is going to bring down two psukim that use the word adam, and it's clearly dealing with goyim. So basically, this is by the booty, the shalal that the people would not take after the Muhammad of Midyan. It says the nefesh adam shisha asar elef is 16,000. Well, who are we talking? They're counting whom? They're counting the leftovers of Midyan. And they're calling them adam. The Defesh Adam, Shisha Asar Elef. So Gemara says, no, there it's clear, because Mishun Behema. They're making a distinction between man and animals. How many, what were the survivors? So therefore, it was 16,000 Adam, and...
Relative to animals.
Right. Right, Rashi says, Nefesh Adam, the Midjan Ksiv, Mishani Had the Kari Lu Adam, Mishun the Boyle Mechta Behema Gabayo, Kediksiv Chamori, Mubakar Gabi Behema, Mikro Adam. Compared to Behema, they consider Adam. Ah, compared to Jews, no. About stam, about adam stama, lo mikru. Okay, and this only applies regarding even here. It's only applying regarding certain halachic issues. Doesn't mean that goyim are not considered people. They certainly are. I just talking about from some halachic perspectives. Good catch, right? Yeah. Okay. Because there are many non-Jews who are listening to this share. Okay.
I think
it only applies to certain halakhic issues. It doesn't apply to say that they're not considered people. If you,
no.
Right.
So, the story with Meir Shapiro?
Yeah.
Maybe that. Which story is that?
Adam.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but
we didn't remember
the story.
That Adam can't be made plural.
Right.
That's too far. Adam can't be made plural.
All their
names are united.
Yeah, right. All other names for people, ish, yeah, things like that, gever, they all can be turned plural. That's a different story. That's not what we're talking about. But yeah, okay. Okay. So now the Gemara asks another question from Sefer Yonah, talking about Anshi Ninve, that they were avoided Akum, and it says Asher Yishba Harbe Mishtei Esrei Ribo Adam. Well, Adam. So Asher Lo Yod Ben Yimino Lo Smolo. So therefore, see, they're called Adam. Again, Mishum Behema, because they're also, they mention animals, so they want to distinguish between them and the animals. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the Etzem Din that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. Forget about the Limud, about from Adam. What about the Din itself? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that there's no Tumas Ohel when it comes to the graves of Goyim. So he says, wait a second. The Pasuk, go back to the war in Midyan. It says, Kol Horeg Nefesh, Zechol Nogeya Bechelal, Tischatol, Bayom HaShlishi, Bayom HaShvi, Atem Yushivchem. So, it talks about Tumas Hameis over there. So who are they talking about over there? They're talking about the people who you killed, right?
Not Tumas Ohel.
Okay, so Gemara's going to say that. Gemara's going to say that eventually. So Gemara says, Dilma Ikdil Chad Mi Yisrael. Right, the Gemara mentions over there, you're talking about people who were killed. So the Gemara says, I mean, who's killed? The Goyim are killed. Gemara says, no, maybe you're talking about somebody who was killed friendly fire. You know, somebody was killed in the battle, and you touched them. Right? You make it, right away the issue is different. There, it's talking about. Oh well, it could be talking about Maga, but we'll get to that. So the Gemara says, how can we be talking about the Ikil Chav Yisrael? It says from Rabbanon, Velo Nifka Mimenu Ish. It says that nobody was killed. Lo Nifka Mimenu Ish. It says nobody was harmed. So Rav Shimon Chai answers, Lo Nifka Mimenu Ish Laveira. No, nobody was killed because of their Aveira. They may even killed in battle, but they weren't killed because of their Behema. So Ravina says, no, I'll give you another reason why it's not a problem for Shimon Bar Yochai. Ravina, Amar, Nihi de Matinu Krami Tume Oel. Marcel, you're right. The Pasuk Adam, from Adam, you learn that the Dinamatam of Oel. But, Diksiv Adam, Ki Yomas Oel. About Mimago, Masa, Mi Matinu Kra. Where does it say in the Pasuk that they're not Tame if you touch them? Or if you from Mago and Masa, if you carry them or touch it? There is. Could be Tumas Mace from a guy. So the pasuk that says the Midian, that they were Tamei, the reason why they had to do sprinkled third day and 7 days is because maybe they cleared off the battlefield and they touched them. Right? Or they killed him himself. Also, it's tumas, you know, it's tumas mag as well.
How are we passing that? Oh,
there's
no ohel, but there is mag.
So I believe the psak. I leave the psak by both.
By animals, you have mag.
I think, but that's different. That's in the vela. That's not tumas meis.
Right.
Okay. So you don't need hazah shlishi and shvi for when you touch an animal. But I believe the psak for both. I mean, Tosos in Mimagu Masa says. The Omer read the Ein Halacha Kirashimon. The Halacha is not like Kirashimon, and therefore they would be Matame Ba'ol. I believe in Shulchan Aruch by both cases it says you know, should be Machmir that there is Tumah. Don't just look up the Halacha. Right, he says, but Tzrichim Kohanim Lizarmi Kivrei Yod V'Chachavim. The Tosfos says that they should always be Zar. I believe it's over here that there's like a million of Shitos on either side.
Bring about when
El
goes over certain cemeteries in Israel, but they don't
go
about cemeteries here.
In the Hanami, you're correct. But they could go over a cemetery, I think because they knew for a fact they were going over a certain cemetery. Where was it?
It's the plastic shear, you know.
Right, L'halacha nechlu rashonim v'aposkim, if the halacha shimbar yuchai, about whether kivri opachavim are or not mitame. Right, so the Rambam holds that kivri akum are not mitame, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Avram, and Ahad, the Mukhe Yosef, the Yereim, the Raivya, all passing that way. But Tosos here, and above Mitzia, and the Rebbe Peretz, the Rosh, they say Machmer Tavol Abracha. The Torah brings down the Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh, and Yerush Shachan Aruch writes in Shin Ayin Beis Sith Beis, it's better to be Machmer, and the Ramakas writes that even though there are those who are Meikil, it's better to be Machmer. Okay. That's when it comes to OL, and when it comes to Tumas Magumasa, so the Torah, the Rambam says that they are Matama Magumasa, the Uranium says that they are not Matama Magumasa, the Torah in Yerodeya Shinayin Beis says according to the Rambam you're allowed to go that he brings down the Rambam, sorry, Maron Murtenberg, who said that you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't touch them. And Malach Paskin the Chumra, the Shulchan Aruch also says that you should be the Chumra. Yeah, you know, seems to be Machlokes Rishonim, had a Paskin, Shulchan Aruch seems to Paskin the Chumra both ways. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Okay. Kohen Hedger now, talking about a regular Kohen, Iris Esa Almana, who does Irisin with an Almana, the Nismano Lios Kohen Gadol. And all of a sudden, he becomes appointed to become the Kohen Gadol. But he has Irisin already with this Almana. So, Mar says, Yichnos, we have a pasuk. We learn from a pasuk that he can still marry her because the pasuk is going to say, right, almana. Sorry. We would think that he couldn't do it because it says almana grushov v'chalav is it's eil lo yikach. But here he says yichnos because he already had erison. Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara doesn't mention what if he had nisuin, right? The Gemara just mentions if he has erison. Maybe if he has nisuin, he there's more than say anything. The Tosfos deals with that.
Well, because that's obvious. If he had nisuin,
why
married?
Okay, so that's what Tosfos on Daf Chav says. So Daf Chav says that if you were married beheter, then there's no problem. But they bring out plenty of cases where you were married beheter and it doesn't. Where you married beheter and it does, and you have to divorce her anyway. Reyach Aged, all these other cases. So there's a Yisod I saw from Nachum Perkovitz. He brings out a Yisod. He said that idea of the marrying beheter only applies to the dinim that apply to a Kohen Gadol. Doesn't apply to the dinim of a Kohen Hedjot. Rav Nachum's not sure where that chilek comes from, but he says that seems to be the case. But so I also saw, it's a crazy case based on that. They brought a shayla for Rav Yashiv. It's in the what's his Shuva Sefer? I forgot what it's called. Kovet Sheil or something like that. So you had a guy who was a Kohen who was wanted to marry this Grusha. He wanted to marry this Grusha. And at the time, he was a Ptsua Daka. Ptsua Daka now, right? He can't have
get married.
Right? He can't get married. So, what was the case? So he said, the guy said, this is what he'll do. So there's two problems. You have him marrying a Kohen, and also Kohen marrying an Almana, and the Ptsua Daka marrying anybody.
Marrying a Grusha, and the Ptsua Daka marrying anybody.
So he says, okay, this is what he's going to do. Right now, when he's a Ptsua Daka, he doesn't have the dinim of a Kohen. So he's not getting his ice coin, so he'll marry her now. Then he'll have the surgery to fix him. And then he's married beheter, he can't divorce. So Yosha says, no, that only applies to uses the same sort of Rav Nachum says that only applies to a coin gadol. You can't play around like
can't
that. Travel. Yeah, you can't. Okay. Okay, so Irasel Salmanov and Ismanlios going Godol Yichnos. Meister Yeshua ben Gamlo, in the case of Yeshua ben Gamlo, Shakirish as Marta Bas Baitus, he married Marta Bas Baitus, and Umino Amelech Yos Kohen Godol, right, and I guess he was Makadish Marta Bas Baitus, they had a whole thing over there about, and he ended up getting appointed to be the Kohen Godol, Uknasa, and he was able to marry her because she was Nitkadish Beheter while he was still Kohen Hedjot. So, right, Shomeris Yavam, and you have Shomeris Yavam. Okay, so somebody whose husband died without children, she has to do Yivam, and when she was, when her brother died, right, she nafla lifnei kohen hedjot. The brother was a kohen hedjot. But then, nisman lios kohen gadol. Before he does Yivam Ruchalitzosh, he becomes appointed to become the kohen gadol. So afo pisha asuba maimar, even if he did maimar, which seems to be a connection between the two, nevertheless, harez lo yichnos, he should not marry her. He has to do, I guess, chalitza. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between a Yavamish and his arsa, like the Erisin, whether that allows him to marry her. But if it's a case of Yibum, it doesn't, she's not permitted to marry her. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. Minayin she'im ires es ha'almana v'nismana liyos kohen gadol. From where do we know that if he does erisin with an almana, the kohen hedjot does, and then he's appointed to be the kohen gadol she'yichnos, that he's permitted to continue with the nisuin? Talmud Omar, the pasuk says yikach isha. Right, the pasuk says ki im besula me amav yikach isha. I guess they learned the word isha is extra. Right, to include that a kohen gadol can marry almana if he was already mekadosh to her from beforehand. So the Gemara says, "I hachi shemeres yavam nami." So too a shemeres yavam. What's the difference? The Gemara says, "Isha below yavama." So specifically, the word a wife, not a yavama, making a distinction between a yavama and isha. I don't know. According to Beis Shammai, if we would do maimer, then maybe that would be the same thing. Because according to Beis Shammai, once you do maimer, you're removed from the word, from the world of yavama, and you go into the world of regular nisuin. So maybe according to Beis Shammai, the yavama would be able to. He would be able to continue with the Yavama. I don't know, just speculating. Okay. So, Maisa Yoshua, right, case of Yeshua ben Gamla. So, Gemara says, Minohu in Nismana lo. And Gemara focuses on the word Minohu, which seems to be, indicate that the king appointed him, but not that he was appointed in the appropriate manner, meaning that there was some shenanigans that went on here.
Usually they're elected.
Right, so here. Right, so the Gemara says here, so Amar Rav Yosef, Ketir Kachazina Hach, I see some sort of evilness going on here. The Amar Rav Asi, Tarkaba de Denari Ayilo Le, Martabas Baisus. Martabas Baisus basically bribed, paid off the king, Liana Malka, to Yanai Melech. And it's not really the King Yanai that we know, everyone's called Yanai. But it's not the real Yanai that we know about, because the Yanai that we know, he put on the big day Kohen Gadol. Okay, so it's a different Yanai, or they all call Yanai. So he says, until this Yanai appointed Yeshua ben Gamla to be the Kohen Gadol. The problem you have with this is that it seems that Yeshua ben Gamla did something wrong. We don't know from Bava Basra that Yeshua ben Gamla was basically, he was a great man. He was the first one who started set up Jewish day schools. Exactly. He was the one, Gemara Bava Basra.
Yep.
So there's a Ritva who says that it's two different, if it's different Yanais, it's different Yeshua ben Gamlas.
No, this is Yeshua ben Gamla.
That's what Ritva says. Others say no. Maybe he didn't do this right. Maybe there were other people that were more royal than him, but he still doesn't mean that he still didn't set up the schools, and he was also the one who did stuff in the Beis Hamikdash. He did something that made certain kelim into gold. There's another thing of Yeshua ben Gamla did. They have to figure out Yeshua ben Gamla. I don't think it's a big deal. Sometimes people do good and do bad. It's not people are a little more complex than just only doing good, only doing bad. But just remember this:
he was not worthy.
Sorry?
Said that he was not worthy.
That there were others more worthy than him. I saw that's who does he quote that he was not worthy at all?
I don't know why is this a problem. He wasn't worthy.
I don't see what the big deal is.
It was a buyoff from once he became Kohen Gadol. He was the one that started the schools.
Right, yeah, he was the one who started the schools. So they're all asking, how can the guy be such a tzaddik if he did this? I said, because he did something right and something's wrong. I don't know what the issue is.
He got in a position wrong and then he did good. Okay. It's a big deal.
Next Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv Cholitz Lomiyabim. So Kohen Gadol, a woman falls to a Kohen Gadol for Yibum, he cannot do Yibum with her because she's an Amana, and therefore he has to do Chalitza below Miyabim. Okay, So the Gemara says, Kapasik Vitani, the Brisa, the Mishnah doesn't make any distinction. Loshna mina irisin, the Loshna mina nisu. It doesn't matter whether the Yavama fell to the Kohen Gadol, whether she was a Yavama from irisin or Yavama from Kiddushin. So Gemara says, the same thing. But Amana from Kiddushin and Gemara from Nisu, Amana from Nisuin. So Bishma mina nisuin, I understand why from the Nisuin she can't marry the Kohen Gadol. Asay, there's an asay of Besula me Amav Yikach Isha. He has to marry a Besula. There's also a Losa asay of Almano lo Yikach. He may not take it Almano. The Ein asay, so you have the asay and the asay of Yibum cannot be Doche, the Losa asay and the asay by the Kohen Gadol. Elamina Erisin, but from the Erisin, what's, I don't understand. What do you have here? You don't have the asay of Besula me Amav Yikach Isha because she's still a Besula. Right? So you have the assay of Yavama Yavolea should be docha the Losa assay of Amana Loyika. Same time, same thing happened by Yishazach.
Because if she's on a Basula, it's a questionable if she was married.
But we know she's on a Basula, did the wine test. She was in a Rusa.
So that means it's not questionable that she was actually
there's no question. There's no question. She was an Erisin from her brother. She was Erisin from her brother. They never consummated the marriage.
She's not a fully full wife then.
She's the Erisin, though. So why doesn't the Asay of Yibum be Doche the Losa Asay of an Almana? She's an Almana. Erisin has Kinyonim aspects to it, so she's an Almana. But you have the Asay of Yibum. So the Gemara says, fine, Zera Bir Rishona ought to be Yashniya. We have the problem, if you only can do the Bir Rishona, right?
Only that's the mitzvah.
Right, that would be the other mitzvah. The Bir Rishona would be docha the losa say of almana lo yikach, but the bia shnia he wouldn't be able to go to have that because by the bia shnia he's not mekayim the mitzvah sayivum, and that mia will not. There's nothing to be docha the lav of almana lo yikach. So Gemara asks, but he's married to an almana.
I know
the assay is being docha
in the case where he's married right, and then he becomes appointed.
Right
now she's not a psula.
Right, but that we said because but then he never
he's
took her
in
right. So the Ritva asks, wait a second, so what about the regular case of Yibum? Eishasach. So it only applies to the first Bia. Only applies to the first Bia. And after the first Bia, he still has the din of Eishasach. And why is the Asay of Yibum being Doche the Los Asay of Eishasach? So it's similar to what you said now. He goes, but Eishasach, when he marries her, when you do Yibum, you marry her, the Eishasach falls away. But Amana doesn't fall away. The Yibum knocks off the halacha of Eishasach. That's the whole concept of Yibum.
Why is that? Why are you splitting between that and that?
Oh, because the Torah says that you marry the brother or sister, the wife. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah never says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry. That Yibum knocks off the din of Amana. The Torah says it knocks off the din of Eishes
Ach. But it's knocking off a kares or whatever.
But in a Hanami, but that's what the Torah says the mitzvah is. The Torah doesn't say the mitzvah applies to for the Kohen Gadol and Amana. That doesn't get knocked off. So that assay doesn't go away. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kohen Hedjot lo yisa islandess. A regular Kohen Hedjot should not marry an islandess, which we can say is a woman who cannot bear children. Ela im kein yesh lo isha, unless he has another wife, ubanim, or he has sons, he has children. Because of the mitzvah of Pirya Arivya. Rashi says, we should the mitzvah al Pirya Arivya. V'hudil Yisrael. Same halach by Yisrael. She should not marry Yisrael.
They know she's an islandess.
Ugemara nefarish amai noka Kohen. So you have to figure it out. You know.
Oh, Kohen Hedjot.
What do you mean? Kohen Hedjot. So he can marry her. She's not a divorcee. She happens to be an islandess. We know. However, we know. But the Gemara is going to ask why that we're talking about a Kohen Hedjot that applies to anybody. If you told the whole reason here is because of Puravu is on the mitzvah. It's only coming on the Kohen. Come on, everybody. So the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afal Pisha Yeshlo Isha Ubanim, even if the Kohen has another wife or already was Makai in the mitzvah of Puri Rivya, Lo Isa Islandess, he should not marry, he may not marry an Islandess, this specifically to a Kohen, Shehi Zona Ha'amur Batorah, because that's considered a Zona. Figure out why. Verchachavi Omer Chom say, no, that's ain't Zona, that's not a Zona, Ela Giyores. The only thing that's considered a zona that the Kohen can't marry is either a Gioris or a Shifa Mishukhreres, that when they were not full-fledged Jews, they probably had, they may have had the Yaznus, and that's considered a zona.
Right.
But I don't know, it's not considered a zonas.
So it's implying from the safer that if she was, from an infant, then there wouldn't be a problem for Kohen, right?
So we dealt with that. That's bad. Yeah,
but now it's clear and clear. That she had.
No, that's the third case. It's Gioris, Mishukhreres, and also Genivla Bilaznus. I read it wrong. The Rashi says, Kigong Yisraelis, Hanivulas Lepsula. Or a Jewish who, right.
Why does he mention crayon, that crayon? Why not a regular person?
For what? That's what I'm saying. So the answer we know now is because of the Sefer's Rabbi Yehuda, it didn't only apply to a Kohen, so that the Reish talked about a Kohen. So Amalei Reish Galusa Rav Huna.
She can't carry carry a baby? Or
she can't have children. Amalei Reish, an island is really somebody who doesn't have certain features, but I think over here they're talking about someone is...
Can't carry or can't... Because in theory, if you have ovaries and no uterus, you can...
So you have to ask the Shaila about whether or not that's considered an or not. So Amalei Reish Galusa Rav Huna, and we already said this. So the Reish Galusa says to Rav Huna, my time, what's the reason why the Mishnah does not allow the Kohen to marry the islanders? It's Mishum Piri Rivya. It's because of the Mitzvah of Purivu. So Piri Rivya Kohanim, who do Makbidei? We saw La Makbidei. Why does the Mishnah only talk about the Kohanim? All Jews also have a problem with Piri Rivya. So Gemara says, Amar Leh, Mishnah, the Kohen, the Mishnah, Sefer, Rabbi Udomar, Afa Bishayish, Lo Isha. Because we want to mention the case of the Sefer, where Rabbi Huda says, even if he has another wife, he can't marry the islanders because of right. Afal pi she yeshlo isha v'yeshlo banim lo yisa islanders shehi zona amura ha'amura b'torah da zona kohanim hu d'makpidi v'yisrael l'makpidi misham hakatani kohen. He wants the second dinner of the Mishnah is talking specifically about the kohen. There's the whole Mishnah for consistency's sake is only dealing with a kohen. Okay, so Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, my time under Rav Yehuda. What's the reason? Why does he say that an islanders is considered a zona? Right, why is that considered a zona? So the Ksiv, it's a pasuk in Hoshaya, when the Navi is cursing Bnei Yisrael, it says, Achlu v'lo yisba'u, you'll eat but you'll not be satiated, hiznu v'lo yifrotsu. I guess you'll have relations and you won't procreate, you won't increase. So he says, and he says the word hiznu, it's zona over there. He says, kol bia she'ein ba pirtza, any bia which doesn't have the potential of having any any offspring, ain't ela beilas nus. That's only a beilas nus. That's what have you marry somebody who's postmenopausal? You marry somebody who has children and had a hysterectomy. With all these things, is that considered now beilas nus? Like how does that apply to your own? You're married for 30 years, and now your wife can no longer. You have 8 kids, and now your wife can no longer bear children because she's 68. I mean, so now you have to stop. Where does he draw the line?
Well, his mitzvahs have been done.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yehuda says even if you had the mitzvah, you can't do it because it's a bilas nus.
Are you passing that?
But no, I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, this is.
I'm asking. I never pass it. All right. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring right from Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kohen lo yisa es akitana. A Kohen should not marry a katana. Okay. Amar le Rav Chizda le Rabba. Rav Chizda says to Rabba, Ayin ba. This is what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rav Chizda says to Rabba, go do some homework, because the la'orta, boi la Rav Huna minach. Rav Huna is going to ask you to explain the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer. He had some homework. He wants to, so go do some homework and find out what the reason is. So nafak ayimba, he went out and he looked into it. He said the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says Kohen should not marry a katana is because Rabbi Eliezer savala ki Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir in one din, b'savala ki Rabbi Yehuda, and also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, he has the combination of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would bring us to the reason why a Kohen should not marry a katana. Savala ki Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Meir the chayish l'miyuta. Rabbi Meir all of Shas is chayish for miyuta, and therefore you have to be choshish in this case that you have to be chosen, maybe she'll be an islandess. Miyut of women become an islandess. He's married the katana, doesn't know yet. So, but maybe she'll be chosen for an islandess, and therefore she may be an islandess. And, b'savar lo, k'Rav Yehuda, damar islandess zona have. And then he has the whole like Yehuda, who says that an islandess is considered a zona. So the combination of the two says a Kohen shouldn't marry a katana.
Is zona or a bilasness? Is there a big difference? She's not a zona, but...
She's a halachic zona. Because any bia, the Rabbi Yehuda says, any bia that cannot promote procreation is considered bilas nus, which makes her a zona. Doesn't mean she's like a zona, like halachically, she's a zona. She can't be married to a kohen.
Same thing. So the postmenopause, she's now a zona.
That's my question.
But I'm calling her a zona. I'm saying,
that's my question.
You're calling her a zona.
That's exactly my question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's my question. Okay. So maybe the difference would be was somebody who was in the category, can only be in that category if she never had the capability to do so. But a woman who became postmenopausal, she already had the capability, so she's already defined as not being. I don't know.
Shouldn't that say that Kohen Gadol can only marry a katana? Because right now,
you know. A Kohen Gadol should marry a Nara, we said.
Oh, a Nara?
Yeah.
Right. Under.
Right. Not a Bogaris.
Not a Bogaris.
Right.
Is it possible for a ketana to have children?
We had that earlier that if she has children, she's clearly not a ketana.
So the Gemara then says,
I like it better than I have the Gemara. It's a little easier so people now can have more tahak as opposed to staring into space figuring out what the heck is going on. Okay, so the Gemara asks now on this. The Gemara says, Uki Rabbi Meir Misarvala. Does Rabbi Lezer really hold like Rabbi Meir? Does Rabbi Lezer really hold Shishlam Yuta? Abuneo case, it shows he does not hold Shishlam Yuta. Rabbi Rebbe Misarvala, Atanya, with the following braiso, Katon Ukitana, you have a Katon, right, whose brothers died without children and the woman fell before him to do Yivim. Or a Katana, she herself was a Katana, who was Nesua to a Gadol, who died with no children. We say, Lo Cholten, the Katan cannot do Chalitza, and the Katana should not be do Chalitza for Lo Binyamin. They don't do Yivim either. There's no Chalitza, Lo Chalitza. Give me Rav Meir.
But you wait.
This is the Rav Meir. This is what Rav Meir says. Amru Lo, the Chacham said to Rav Meir, Yafa Amarta She'en Cholten. I agree, there's no Chalitza, because the Pasuk says by Chalitza, it says Ish Ksiva Parsha, right? It says, In Lo Yachol Sa'ish, Lakachas Yivimto. So the Katan can't do Chalitza. And we also have a hekesh between isha and ish when it comes from the pasuk. Elamaitam emi yavim. Why doesn't he do yibum? In the parsha there, it doesn't say ish by yibum. So amar lahem. So Rameh says back to chachamim, katan cannot do it. Shema yimatisaris. Maybe we'll find out that he's impotent, right? And katana shema timsai illness. Maybe they're going to be an illness. And nimtza pogim be'erva. You're going to come close to an erva over here because there's no yakum. You're not going to be able to mekayim the shame of the brother. So what's the purpose of the Yivam? Because he's choshish for this miyut. So the Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa, Katana misyavemes ve'enu choletzes divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Katana is misyavemes. There is Yivam. Meaning he's not choshish that she's an illness. Meaning he doesn't hold choshish for the miyut. Meaning he doesn't hold like Rav Meir. So your whole reasoning is off. He doesn't hold like Rav Meir. And not only that, ukir Rabbi Yehuda misavala. Does he really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? I'll say, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda either.
Why should not choletzes?
Because the pasuk says ish. There's a custom, it says ish, and only ish can do chalitza, and it's the hackers to eat with a woman, isha. That's what the Gemara said right above. Right? So, Rabbi Yehuda misavrala, does he really hold Rabbi Yehuda, who's going to say that an illness has the din zona, and therefore she's ushered to a kohen? But Hatanya, we have the following brisa. We're going to bring down different shitas of what a zona is, and clearly Rabbi Yehuda is not going to hold the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Zona, what's a zona? Rabbi Lezer says, Zona Kishma. It means a Zona Kishma. It means somebody, an Asian Ish, who's Mazana, Tachas Rabbila. Divrei, who's that? Rabbi Lezer. Not holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zona Zo Mufkeres. This is someone who's Mufkeres, even a Pnuya who has Bia, Rav Masiv and Kharash Omar, Afilu, Halach, Baila, Lashkosu, Bala Baderach, I saw Zona. If she has a relationship with her husband, you know, during a time when she shouldn't be having relations with her husband. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zona Zo Islandess. It's an islandess, meaning any bia that there's no possibility of procreation. V'cham omrim ein zona ella giyores v'mishuchreres and v'shenivla bilaznos, like in our Mishnah. So here we have Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. What's the girsa here? Here we're going to change it to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer omer panoi haba'al pnuya shelo l'shem ishus also zona. Even if you have two single people, there's no erva here, that's still considered a zona. But you see above that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda by zona. So back to the drawing board, what's the reason why Rabbi Eliezer said a kohen should marry a katana? Your reason falls apart because you try to line them up with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like either of Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella Amar of Ada Bar Ava, Ada Bar Ava says as follows: Hacha b'kohen gadol askinan. Here we're dealing with a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol askinan. And what's the reason? Le'emos Kanila. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. The reason why he's usher is because when is he Kohen of the woman? L'chi Gadla, when she's already like Kedusha Ketana only did the Rabbanan. Right, the Kedusha Ketana did the Rabbanan, which is not necessarily true. The father can marry her, but Kedusha Ketana. And when he finally is marrying her when she's a gadola, she's ba'ulahi. She's considered a ba'ula.
What about an amana? She's no amana.
No, she's not.
You said before that the kohen gadol cannot marry.
But this is not an amana. This is a katana. There's a case over here with kohen lo yisek the katana. The case is a katana. Okay. So I'm a Rava. Rava says, "Klei leiv." You know, you didn't pay attention to what's going on here. That doesn't make any sense. Because either Kachuavua, if her father married her off when she was a katana, Mahi Shaitahu de Kanile. That's when he marries her. That's a valid condition. The Ida Kacha Nasha, and if she married herself off when she was a katana to a Kohen Gadol, so we high Rabbi Lezer, that only Rabbi Lezer says she shouldn't marry her, the low Rabbanan, and Rabbanan aren't going to agree. Of course they're going to agree in that case. So Ella Amarava Laolam Kohen Hedjot, talking about a Kohen Hedjot, and what's the reason why a Kohen should not marry a katana? Nothing to do with the halach itself of a katana, but we have a chashash. Chayshinan Shema Tispater Alav. Maybe somebody will seduce her. She's young, she's immature. Maybe she'll be seduced by somebody else, and if she's seduced by somebody else, she's got a problem. She's going to have an adulterous affair.
So while she's waiting for
the
seduction, or
while she's married? He shouldn't do kedushin, should marry a katana, worried that let's make a difference. If you have an affair when you're in a rusa, it's the same halacha.
Right, so why is it only
coin
again?
Because so the Gemara is going to say, Yihaka Yisrael Nami. Yeah. So Yisrael also. So the Gemara says, nah, because Pitoi Katana, when you seduce a Katana, it onesu, that's considered ones, it's the same thing as a rape. So when it comes to a Jew, when it comes to a Yisrael, that's not going to affect the marriage, halakhically. It's not going to affect the marriage halakhically. When it comes to a coin, it's going to have a halakhic impact on the marriage. Pitoi Katana onesu, but ones by Yisrael, Mishra Shari. When it comes to onus by Yisrael, it's okay. By the Kohen, he should marry Katana because maybe there'll be Pitoi. Now, even though Pitoi is considered onus, but nevertheless, even if you have if onus by Eishes Kohen makes her usher to the Kohen, therefore you should stay away from marrying the Katana. Okay, Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, no, going back, the case of a Kohen not marrying Katana is the Kohen Gadol. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol. Bahai Tanahu, and it's said in accordance with the shita, with the following shita. Hai Tanahu, the Sanya, with the following brace that says, where the pasuk says, ki im basula me amav vikach isha, he has to take a basula. So basula, he has to take a basula. So yachol katana, so maybe you think that's even Kohen Gadol can even marry katana. Tamil Omer, it says later on the pasuk isha, he should marry a woman. So isha, if it says a woman, yachol bogeres, he should marry maybe a bogeres. Tamil Omer basula, therefore it says basula, and the Gemara has this assumption that as the woman ages, the basulim diminish. So it's not a full-fledged basula. So how does it work? So how ketzad? It comes out, it says, yotza miklal katnus. It has to be a girl who left the realm of katnus, ulichlal bagras lubat basa. But she hasn't entered the word of bagras yet. That's talking about, what's that?
Naira.
That's an ara. That's with 6 months in between, from 12 to 12 and a half. She's considered an hour, even after she brings the simanim, so she's considered an hour. That's how he has to marry. So that's what the Gemara says. She can't marry a katana. And we know before that he can't marry a bogeris. He has to marry an hour.
So how do you know that she'll not become an hour if she's an hour?
Because we're not kosher. Because we're not kosher for miyut. Only Rav Meir is kosher for the miyut.
And that was the wife. Why did he marry katana? Because the whole thing of.
Because the pasuk just says, because it says, the one pasuk says that he has to marry Basula, and one pasuk says he has to marry Nisha. How can that be? So it means a woman, a katana, who has left the realm of katnus, but hasn't entered the world of being a bogeris. What's that? That's the nara. So he should marry nara.
It's unrelated to Basula. It's just a
derech shah. Right. He has to marry. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Hai Tanahu. Right. It goes according to the following shita. Right, that a right, because basically what's going on here is saying that basula, the sanya basula. How do you know basula means anara? Right, it says that he has to marry a basula. How do you know basula means anara? He says ain basula el anara. A basula means anara. Why? How do you know that? Bechinu omer by Rivka. It says the hanara tovas mar'eh me'od basula. See, the nara was a basula, so a basula equals anara. So therefore, how old was Rivka? 12. Tosfos says, wait a second. Rivka was 12. We all know that when we were growing up, we learned Rashi on Chumash, and Rashi on Chumash says Rivka was 3. So what's going on here? Right, Rashi to Tosfos. So Chendo Omer Nara Tovas Maremo. It's my favorite Tosfos when we do the Parsha. I love this Tosfos because everyone says she was 3. I said some people say she was 3, some people say she was 12, and there's close reason. Some people say she was 14. And at the last line in Tosfos says with Sarach Lomar the Midrash Chalukim Zelzeh. There's a machlokas in the midrashim about how old she is. So if you don't want to accept the idea that in those days and age, someone who was 3 can accept kedushin, so she was 12 or she was 14, you can figure out. But Tosfos says, Tema, the hakam mashma, the Rivka nara haisa. She was a nara, which was saying is 12, right? Ubesedir olam, which was Rashi close on the parsha, Tanya behedjosh haisa bashalosh. She was 3 because she nasa yitzak. The efshalah hagi, you can't fix the seder olam and say, oh, it's just a Tosfos from over there. because the Seder Olam gives a whole calculation.
That's how they get the three.
It gives a whole calculation. And then he quotes Rav Shmuel Chassid Mi Shapira Hokicha Shai Sabash Yudal. He has a calculation to prove that she's 14. So is she 3? Was she 12? Was she 14? No, no, it's a machlokas in the Midrash. Okay. So then the Gemara goes back to what we said and quotes the halacha, last line over here before the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer Panui Haba al Hapnuya. Right? A panoi, a single person who has relations with a panuya, shelo l'shem ishus, but not for the sake of ishus, asa zona. She becomes a zona, therefore she would not be able to marry a kohen. Ramam ain't luck Rabbi Elazar. The luck is not like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore that woman would still be kosher for a kohen. Not a kohen gadol, for a regular kohen. Only thing that's not a kohen is an amana. Yeah. Where did you see that?
The last line in the Mishnah.
Just
isn't
Nus. Right. That's like, remember what Rashi said on the bottom over there. What's Bila's Nus? Rashi defined it for you. The Pasula. Okay. Next Mishnah. Lo yivatel adam mipurya rivya. Woman, a man should not forsake the mitzvah of puravu. Elim king yishlo banim, unless he has offspring. Beishame omri. Beishame says shnei zecharim. It has to be two male offspring. Ubeis hil omrim, and beis hil say zachar unakeva. Yosin the mitzvah of puravu with one boy, one girl. Shehemar, as the pasuk says, zachar unakeva biraam. Right, he created male and female. He created them. So beis hil said that just like Brisa Olam mentions male and female, so too the kima mitzvah of puravu is male and female together. So Gemara says, Ha Yeshlo Banim Mipurya Rivya Batil Meisha Lo Batil. If he has children, Mishnah says that if he has kids, he doesn't have to be Osek in the Mitzvah Puravu. We still should stay married. Doesn't mean he shouldn't be married. You still have to stay married. He should be married, right? Misai Leila Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Amar Afal Pisha Yeshlo Adam Kama Banim. Even though a man has many children, is there a kind of Mitzvah Puravu? Asul Amal Below Isha. He should not be without a wife. It is not good for man to be an individual, to be by himself, to be alone. He should be with a partner. The Ikad Amri, and some say as follows: Har Yeshlo Banim, if he has children, Batil Mipur Rivya, he doesn't have to Elsek in Puravu. Ubatil Nami Isha, he also doesn't have to stay married. The name of Tehavi Tiyuta the Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. If you learn it that way, then it becomes a Kasha or Rav Nachman Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. It's not a question of Rav Nachman Shmuel, because he's told as follows: Eimo Banim, Nose Isha Bas Banim. If he doesn't have children, he should stay married. He should marry somebody who can provide him with children. Yeshlo Banim, if he does have children, then he can also marry Nose Isha Delabas Banim. He can marry a woman who cannot provide offspring. And Nafkamina, what's the difference as to whether or not he has children or does not have children? It's Limkor Sefer Torah Rishvil Banim. Well, he doesn't have enough money for the wedding. And can he sell the Sefer Torah in order to get money for the wedding? So if he has Magnificent Tom Rishvil Banim, if he doesn't have children, he can, and he needs the money for the wedding, he can sell off the Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who can provide him with children. But if he's only, Rashi says Limkor Sefer Torah Kidelisa Bas Banim Vim Yeshlo Banim. But if he already has children, Lo Yimkor Ela Yisak Karo Zukena. If you can't sell the Sefer Torah, if he already has children, he was already Osek in the Mitzvah Peruvu, he should not sell. He should not sell the Sefer Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.
So this answers the question of the previous mission about the Tzara Dilas Nusten.
But that was only Shita Rabbi Huda. I was asking Shita Rabbi Huda.